The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Nat Metcalf's been named as part of the team that's going to be travelling to Glasgow in this year's Commonwealth Games. I spoke to her to find out more about what it's been like to be part of the team yet again.
For me to be back named in the Roses programme for this next year is huge. It was a massive ambition of mine to want to keep playing for England. The desire to play for England for me is super high. And having come back after having Miller and having the support around me and just being able to put that red dress back on, I was very, very emotional and it really did mean so much. So yeah, to be included in the programme for next year is something I'm massively, like, it's a massive honour and really excited about.
And Miller's obviously really important in that drive, just in the selection as well.
Yeah, like, Miller pushes me to be the best netballer and mummy I can be, and I think she's just absolutely incredible. For me, I want to be able to show her that you can do both. You can be a mum and you can compete at that high elite level. I want her to grow up wanting to achieve her dreams and do whatever she wants it is in life, but to have that real drive. So hopefully I'm inspiring her and making her proud.
What's been some of the biggest challenges in that route back?
Oh, definitely, like, learning how my body works. So I talk more about having, like, a new body now versus my body before having Miller, and learning how this new body works. So my hips are wider. I had an emergency C-section, so that really did come with its challenges. And I probably didn't realize how strong my core was before having the baby, and how hard I've had to work to build all those muscles back, especially obviously after having the C-section. So all that stuff has been really, really challenging for me. But I've been really well supported along the way, like with England and then outside of England with club. And then I have a postpartum physio, Lisa, who I couldn't recommend postpartum physio more. It's been incredible for me, and that has really sped up my recovery. So yeah, it's been massively important, and it's definitely been challenging, but I see mums doing it all, like, every day, all the time, and in front of me I get to be around mums who are doing this. So to be on this journey with them is massively inspiring, and it keeps that fire in the belly, and you keep being inspired by everyone else around you.
2018 Commonwealth Games, that historic massive pylon at the end of the game is what I take yeah. from it. What are some of the others that you take from that tournament?
Oh, 2018, I think, well, it was my first commies. It was just an incredible experience to be a part of the team, and it was a massive honour to be a part of that team. I grew up watching so many of them playing and admiring how they play the game, so to be lining up alongside them. And I think just, like, beating the Aussies out in Australia, it was, in the way that we did, it was such a close game. I just think I have really good feelings all about thinking back to that 2018 commies. And it wasn't even just the competition, it was itself, it was the build-up to it. We were in a five-week...
Everything around it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the fans, like, the games, I think, were, like, in the middle of, like, the morning, like, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and just hearing how much support we had back in England. Those are some of the things that just really spring to mind when I think back to it.
Has that changed your perspective on maybe competing, training, and just being part of that leadership group as well?
I'm not sure, you know. I always have this drive and desire to want to be a part of the team. I think the team's had changes in it before, and people have retired, and then the new ones and the youngsters come in. I think everyone who has been part of the England programme, it's amazing. You never take for granted, like, the honour you have by being part of that programme, and the opportunities by being within the Roses programme presents. So we're massively fortunate to even, like, be given an opportunity to be part of the England programme, and it's something I never take for granted. So I absolutely love being a part of it and seeing all the different faces and different styles of play. You really are. It's such a privilege just to be able to witness it and train alongside such incredible talent day in, day out.
Since your debut 2015, I think it was, in the Roses.
yeah.
That is a long time ago, but we'll skim over that, won't we? Obviously, you've risen the captain, but it's still very much a team effort.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's, like, a big part of team sport, that, yes, we have, like, our captains and those people in other positions, vice-captains, but essentially it's a massive team effort. And I think that is a massive driver for England, that everyone, like, pulls out and gives something, and that it's, like, a massive joint effort, just as you've said. So we are really fortunate enough that we've got tons of leaders in the group, and everyone, like, does put in their fair share and wants to do their best for the team.
What about support in general around the Roses campaign, and they equally play a part, don't they?
Oh, massively, yeah. Talking about the game, I think it's really good for us, like, to see. The more we're talking about netball, like, it's great for the sport, great for the fans. We want to bring people on that journey. We want everyone to be watching netball, talking about netball, like, seeing it, coming to the games and, like, being a part of it, playing the game. So, yeah, it's really important that we, like, we're all invested in it, and I think that is really important for the team going forward.
You would have seen that Bongi's chef de mission for South Africa as well. Obviously, you were with her at WASP. So she's such a wonderful person. How did you feel when you heard the news?
Bongi is incredible. Like, I was fortunate enough to play with her for 2 seasons at WASP. She's an absolute legend on the court. Like, she's incredible. We all know how talented she is, and what she's given to South Africa and the SPAR Proteas for so many years is amazing. So I think it's amazing for them to give her that opportunity, and the opportunity she can provide for girls in sport and what she does for the game is remarkable.
Commonwealth Games taking place in Glasgow at the end of July. Are you excited yet?
Yeah, like, even thinking about the commies is huge. It's like one of our major comps. It's our only competition where we are part of a competition with other teams, so I think it's really exciting. Thinking about the commies, it's massively exciting to think about, and it was always something that I wanted to keep in mind and work towards when falling pregnant and thinking about it. So yeah, it's gonna be really exciting, and we need everyone to get behind the team.
All the best with it. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.